Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But I'm a little concerned about my neighbors. Actually, I feel like a creeper right now. But I can look across the street and see that my neighbor directly across the street from me has lights on in the windows. So I'm not the only one awake. In my neighborhood, it is 2 o'clock in the morning. I recognize for many of you, it's not 2 o'clock in the morning. But I'm not the only one who is still awake at this hour, which is cool. There are a whole flock of night owls across the United States, and that's who I am by nature. But I'm a little concerned because my door's open, and I can't really see who's walking by, if anyone's walking by. It is summertime, so people are out later, and I can't really tell who's out there at all. So the screen door is locked. I'm one of those people. My mom always taught me to lock the doors, even if you live in a safe neighborhood. And I don't actually know what constitutes a safe neighborhood. Anyway, I have the screen door locked, but I have the door open, and it's just such a pleasant night. It's down in the low 60s. It's clear, a rare evening without humidity. Oh, the Big Dipper is hanging up right over the corner of my house, which is kind of cool. When I took Penny out a couple of minutes ago, I could see the Big Dipper up in the sky. It seems like it's so close. You know, you could reach up and grab it. The handle. Anyway, I don't know if my neighbors can hear me with the door open. But I dare not attempt to use my indoor voice. I say that with really with sarcasm, because I don't have an indoor voice. I don't. I just have one voice. It's loud, and that's fine. So I don't. If I tried to do the hush hush voice, it wouldn't go well for you or for me. And so I'm not really going to try it. I'm just going to be me. And if neighbors call the cops with their noise complaints, I guess that we'll find out together.
Boom!
I dare not yell boom in the middle of the night. Could you imagine if the cops rolled up on me in my new crib? I should never say those words ever. But could you imagine if the police were called and they had to show up on a noise complaint because I was doing my radio show from the after hours super secret home base? That would be funny. That would be tremendous radio. Not so much for me, but for you. I know Chris would enjoy that. Chris and Dave both would enjoy that. So the door's open for now. If I see someone waving, or if I feel someone staring, you know how you can feel people staring? That would be creepy, wouldn't it? I don't have any lights on outside. I just have the lamp on here at the desk that I'm using. Many of you, it doesn't matter what I do, many of you have complaints. My desk isn't big enough. Well, you know what? This is not my desk. My desk is in my piano room in the office. This is not my desk. This is my living room. I'm not supposed to be doing... I'm not supposed to be doing a radio show in my living room. That's not how this is supposed to work. But once again, 2020 renders all of the normal and the regular and the routine, all of that gets thrown out the window, or out my open screen door, as it were. It's After Sorry. Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, and Tom Brady making an appearance. Thanks for joining us. Regardless of where I am, you are welcome. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So I am astounded. I actually am stunned by this. I know I tweeted it wrong, so I have to try to. You can't actually edit a tweet, but I typed the wrong word, so I'm going to have to delete it and type it over again. Anyway, I cannot believe that we are into the final few hours of the month of June. It blows me away. Milestones during the pandemic. It's almost impossible for me to wrap my brain around the fact that we started this whole, I hate the phrase new normal, mostly because I can't stand using phrases that everyone else uses. But I can't believe that we started this working from home process in the midst of a national health emergency in early March. For many people, our boss, who's considered higher risk, he's a cancer survivor and he's in his 60s. He hasn't been to the office since early March. Now, I know a lot of you have continued to work at your regular place of business. Some of you drive, you're on the road. The case of Chris and Dave, they still work from super secret. Well, it's not super secret so much. You can actually Google it from CBS Sports Radio headquarters. And so a lot of people have, and a lot of people have returned to work, but there are certainly a large number of Americans who continue through this work from home dance. And that includes me. I hope it's not much longer, but that does include me. And it's just, it blows me away that in 11 days or 12 days, I guess, we will mark 4 months. 4 months. Come on, be honest. Did you ever think when this all started, and if you're a sports fan, look at it through the sports lens, but did you ever think when this all started that we would be still in this holding pattern of sorts? And I know things change. It's an ever changing landscape, but that we would still be in this holding pattern, specifically in sports, come the end of June. That blows me away. But we have navigated it really well as a radio show, I think. It's funny. There's this one guy who continues to find me on every manner of social media known to the human race. And he always says, it's the same phrase over and over. There are no sports. I don't know what you have to talk about. His latest thing is when you get back in your wheelhouse talking about sports. Well, A, there are, in fact, sports taking place right now. B, we've had plenty of topics. I don't know that we've had very many shows in which I felt like we didn't have much to work with. There's been plenty of drama this spring, let's be honest. And sports thrive on drama. Sports talk radio thrives on drama. So I don't think I've ever felt totally at a loss. I will readily admit to you, there are nights when I don't feel like talking about what we're talking about. There are nights when I would much rather be to see, I raise my voice and I get nervous. What much rather be talking about a game or the playoffs or a champion that should have been crowned weeks ago in the NBA or in the NHL. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I enjoy this more than talking about games and events, because that's not true. But I don't know that our radio show has been so bad that we couldn't continue on if we had to. I mean, there are things about the show, technical aspects that we've had to let slide, and there are mistakes that have happened because we're not in the same place, me and the producers. And there are certainly things that I would notice or that we would notice that you wouldn't as someone who doesn't work in the business. And as a former boss always reminds me, those are things that bother you, but to the average listener, they can't even tell. And that's a great way for me to keep perspective. I just can't believe that the weeks have stretched into months, and now the months have stretched nearly into Independence Day. No way did I think it would be this long before sports return. And maybe some of you were ahead of the eight ball and you knew it, and it's easy for you to go back and say that now, right? There's no way. I just keep going back to a conversation I had with Boomer Esiason, and he said to me, 6 to 8 weeks. We'll be back in studio in 6 to 8 weeks. Okay. I wish. That did not ring true. That prophecy did not come to bear.
This is Boomer Esiason.
Oh, but I do love you, Booms. Gosh, I feel like I've forgotten what my coworkers look like. Not Chris, though. Chris, I remember what you look like. Don't worry. It's fine.
Flattered.
I'll remember you when I see you again at CBS Sports Radio headquarters. Yeah, it's stunning that we're nearly into July 4th. And this is our second major holiday in which we're, again, we've got a changing landscape. So not everybody is in the same boat, but there are still many Americans who aren't able to celebrate July 4th the way that they normally would, with a trip, with a vacation. Now, there are certainly people who are taking vacations. I've got friends who just came back from the Keys, and who were so excited to take their vacation. I've got other friends who are, in fact, doing time on the shore or at the beach for the start of summer and are enjoying it and are doing well. But in terms of the regular travel, we all know that the travel industry has been hit extremely hard, my family notwithstanding. So funny how many people were nervous about my mom flying and we weren't nervous about her flying at all. She's fine, by the way. She's good. She's home and rested and looking forward to whatever the next adventure happens to be. So as we march toward July 4th, weirdly enough, we celebrate our nation's birthday. I don't know that we've ever had a birthday quite like this one in the United States. I was trying to think about some way that we could celebrate and highlight the features of the good old USA in the next four shows, because it's July 4th. See, I could have started it last night, but that wouldn't have worked because it's July 4th. And so I wanted it to be four. Remember back going, oh gosh, Final Four week, and we did your favorite fours, and we did four categories. Gosh, what? Chris, do you remember the categories? We did movie soundtracks, right? That was a really good one.
Yes.
We did your top four zoo animals. We did one with food. What was the one with food that we did? Breakfast foods. Your top four breakfast foods.
Very not good memory.
What was the fourth one?
Was it mascots?
No, we did do a show on mascots though, but it wasn't at Final Four week. If somebody can remember, let's see. Breakfast foods, zoo animals. Those were our first two. Breakfast foods and zoo animals. We did movie soundtracks, which was a blockbuster. That was humongous. And we did a third one in the middle. Oh no, I can't remember. Anyway, it was a big hit. We really enjoyed all of your responses. So as we head toward July 4th, which is Saturday, and I know many of you are taking time off. Many of you have company holidays. Some of you have forced holiday time, whether you like it or not. We're going to do four different categories for the next four nights in honor of July 4th. Ways to highlight some of the great things about the United States of America. So on this edition of the show, I want you to tell me your favorite spot in the US of A. It doesn't have to be a vacation spot. It doesn't have to be a destination. It could be the neighborhood where you live. But of all the places you've been in the United States of America, what's your favorite spot? Let's share with people who don't live where you live, or don't vacation where you vacation, or don't drive where you drive, or don't work where you work. Your favorite spot, your favorite corner of the United States of America. And so you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also on our Facebook page named after the show. Let's see, what could be our hashtag? We need a good hashtag, maybe Independence Day, but that one's going to be used a lot. Independence Week, Happy Birthday US, something corny like that. So we need to come up with a good hashtag. If you guys have one, Chris or Dave, let me know. So we definitely want to do this for the next four nights as we count to July 4th, because as tough as this year has been for many people, as challenging as it's been, it still is. I mean, you know, many of us are still going through seasons where we have pay cuts. Many of us are still out of work or working from home. Many of us have furloughs or unpaid vacation. Many of us are rooting for the economy to round back into form, but it could take years after the hit
that we've seen over the last nearly 4 months now. You know, there are a lot of things about 2020 that I know I would love to forget. I wish they'd never happened, but that's not real life. And in the United States, as much as it's not a perfect, there's no such thing as perfect, but as much as it's not a perfect society, nor do we agree on a whole lot, I do know that many of you agree with me that you'd rather live nowhere else in this world, and that you are American first and foremost, whatever else we happen to be, whatever else we bring to the table. And I think it's a good opportunity to highlight the positives about the United States. And we'll keep it light. You know, we're not going to go super heavy. I may cry, though, if the national anthem plays. You know me, I get teary with the national anthem. But I get teary over long-distance telephone. Well, those are a thing of the past, right? Chris, do you even know what long-distance telephone calls are all about?
Of course. I used to make them all the time to my uncle when I was a kid in San Fran.
Oh, okay. So the millennials at least understand what a long-distance call is.
Collect calls, too.
Whoa! Why did you ever have to call from prison?
That'll be disclosed at a later date.
We have to get to know you better.
Yeah, that's not something you bring out on the first date, you know?
Oh, your first date with Chris. So I know the country is not perfect. I know this year is far from perfect. I know it's been full of consternation and anxiety and fear and difficulty and challenges and all types of things that you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy, your neighbor, a family member, anyone. But it is what it is. Life very often sucks. It just does. And part of what makes us resilient as human beings is that we figure it out. We do. It's not always a direct route. Sometimes we take a circuitous route, or we take the scenic route. I generally take the scenic route on my radio show. It takes me a while sometimes to get to the payoff of a story or to deliver on a tease, but we get there eventually, and I do believe that we will come out even better, even stronger. And so as we head toward July 4th and I start to get, I mean, I'm always patriotic, but I start to get more and more grateful about the country in which we live and the freedoms that we have. And I really try to think about them and to focus on them this week of all weeks. And it's a tougher year to do that. I want to do it the next four nights with you here on the show. So tonight, with whatever quirky hashtag we come up with or you come up with, and you can send us your hashtags if you want, your top spot, your favorite, well, not top, your favorite spot, your favorite corner of the United States of America. And we'll share those on Twitter. And you can also read through the thread on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I feel like we talk about the same things over and over and over and over again. And we do. I mean, that's another feature of 2020 in sports talk radio, or really in any media, is that we take more time and simmer over the same topics. And so even as we go through the second show of the work week, some of the topics remain the same. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. No. The names have been changed because it's different people, but it's still the same theme. And we're going to continue hearing from more athletes in Major League Baseball, in the NBA. I have not heard of anyone in the NHL, and maybe I missed it because I was out for a week, but I have not heard of anyone in the NHL yet opting out of the upcoming season. If I've missed that, please correct me. There's a very good chance I have, and that's on me. But so far to this point, I haven't heard of anyone who has. You're gonna see more and more names, and some of them will be names that you know. Some of them will be names that you don't know. But when you see names like Ryan Zimmerman, who is such a huge piece and such a sentimental piece of the Nationals winning their first ever World Series title, when you see a name like that and an athlete like that who's decided not to participate in the upcoming baseball season, I think it gives you more pause than if it's someone that you've not heard of. And to come from a World Series champion, I also think is a big deal. Now, I guess we could be somewhat cynical and say, well, Zimmerman just got his World Series title. Finally, he's the longest tenured Nat, and he is older. Well, older. He's in his mid-30s, but older by athlete standards. And this is going to be a shortened season that likely has an asterisk next to it if they get on the field at all. Now, Zimmerman highlights his family. He's got a 3-week-old baby. Congratulations to Ryan. He also has a mom who has MS, multiple sclerosis. It's not that I can't say it. I stumble over it every time, which is why I say MS. Multiple sclerosis. If you say it slower, it's easier. And he points to her and says she's high risk. And he doesn't want to have to throw out any chance of visiting her until the season is over. And so there are a lot of people who are going through the decision-making process like this and saying, you know what, it's just not worth it to me. It's not worth it to me to be away from my family. It's not worth it to me to have to quarantine. It's not worth it to me to make those sacrifices. He does say he's not retiring. In fact, he hasn't decided on his future in baseball past this season. But let's be honest, it is a little bit easier to opt out of a season that has a third of the games that you would normally be playing and that has already left a bad taste in the mouths of fans, as well as those sponsors and even some teams, team owners who would prefer to just scrap the whole season. And so we're going to hear this theme over and over with athletes who choose not to participate. And those, of course, get more headlines. You don't hear nearly as much about the athletes who choose to participate. But there is one from the NBA champions that has decided to play, but wants to take you through his journey and this decision-making process. And so I want you to hear from him, too, because he really wrestled with the choice about whether to play or whether to stay home. So find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. What is your favorite spot in the United States of America? It can be home. It can be vacation. It can be work. It can be a little corner that you stumbled upon. Whatever it is, send us a picture. Send us the name of the town. Send us your quirky hashtags, and I hope that we'll find one that fits. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
No balls, two strikes. Brabby sets. The kick, here it comes. Swing and a line drive, base hit, and a left center field. This one rolls.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Charlie Sloz on the Washington Nationals radio network. Gosh, that gave me chills. And it's not just the fact that my door is open and it's in the low 60s outside. No, that gave me chills. Not just the call, but did you hear the roar of the crowd behind him? Ryan Zimmerman hit .257 with 6 home runs and 27 RBI. In the regular season, remember, he was injured for a good portion of the 2019 campaign, but had a dramatic home run in game one of the World Series and also had some other really big hits throughout the postseason. And what a sentimental favorite he was in helping to spark the Nationals to their first ever World Series as a franchise. And the crowds were amazing in both D.C. and Houston, actually. I happened to flip on the TV, and I really have not watched any TV other than a couple of NASCAR races and some golf over the last 2 weeks. Just been so wrapped up in the moving. And I happened to flip on the TV. I believe it was FS1. Forgive me because I don't know for sure, but I believe it was FS1, which is where the NASCAR race was on when I last turned off the tube. And they were playing classic World Series games. And they went back to 2011, and it was the Cardinals, and it was the Rangers. And what I was so captivated by, it was the top of the first inning or bottom of the first inning, something like that, when I turned it on. It wasn't the end of the game. But what I was so captivated by was the roar of the crowd. I was so captivated by the din, by the noise, by just the atmosphere. And I couldn't, I haven't watched any of these classic broadcasts. There's been so much going on in my life. Plus, I don't want to relive old stuff. I want to watch new stuff. But just those few moments with this game in the bottom of the first inning on TV from 2011. And I thought, oh my gosh, we may not see that at all at any sporting event this year. And certainly it's better, at least in my opinion, to err on the side of caution if that's the only way that we get sports. If the only way we get sports is to have them without fans, then give me sports without fans. Better to have the sports, the events, the games, the stimulation to the economy, the industry itself return, even if it's without fans. And I know some of you disagree with that, and that's fine. But just to get those few moments from this game nearly 10 years ago, it was the World Series at its finest. And we've had some great ones in the last decade. But this wasn't even the penultimate finale. It was early in the game, right? It wasn't the end of game six that was so nutso, where the Cardinals came back to beat the Rangers. But do you know, I looked it up, more than 47,000 people at that game six. I mean, the noise was tremendous, and it'll be a missing piece for sure. I don't think I fully considered what that will be like. A little bit. We've talked about it some, but I don't think we can even understand what it'll be like to have a championship without any fans, if that's what it comes down to. In the meantime, let's not cross that bridge until we have to, right? In the meantime, in honor of our nation's birthday coming up on Saturday, I want to know from you your favorite spot in the United States of America. Whether you live there, you work there, you vacationed there, you stumbled upon it, it's a place that has a particular wonderful memory for you, one you'll never forget. Maybe you've pegged it for your retirement. Whatever it is, what's your favorite spot in the good old US of A? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Pleased to welcome Bob Uessler with us from his super secret anchor location. Bob, my location has changed, actually.
So I understand. And how was the run-up last week? This was the transition period for you, right?
Yeah, it was pure hell. But thank goodness thank goodness that my family was here. They showed up to rescue me. If not for my mom and her husband and my brother and my sister-in-law, my two nieces, I would not have survived. I would be 6 feet under currently. Actually, I don't even know if that's the case. I might still be in the funeral home. But yeah, it was brutal. It was rough and it was overwhelming. And I was tired and I was grumpy and I cried a lot, but it's a lot. Don't you love these things about me? You asked. It's a lot better now. The worst is behind me. It's not completely done, but the worst is behind me. And I'm just so grateful to only be responsible for one house now. After 6 weeks of having to take care of two, I turned in the keys to the old rental place yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you, I was laughing because I actually wish I could express the emotion somehow better than I did. And I think I mentioned to you a year ago, and I went through the very same experience in reverse. I downsized. I went from a home to a much smaller place, a small condominium. And instead of banging my head against the wall, maybe I would have been just better off by letting it loose and shedding a few tears, Amy. It might have helped me a little better. Yeah, there were issues, a lot of issues, and yeah. I'm happy to report that a year later, most of them,
phew,
knock on wood,
good,
are done or solved.
Yeah, so Maybe you would have the same advice for me. People keep telling me don't do everything all at once and don't punish yourself for not getting everything done all at once. It's a big job. It's a big project. Do what you can and don't start one thing and then move on to something else. Make sure you go a step at a time because that's how you keep from getting overwhelmed.
Yes, good advice for anybody who is about to go through it or has gone through it and can relate. You absolutely are correct. But it's good to have you back in a new super secret safe hideaway. Like
yes, with the door open now, so I'm a little bit nervous about the neighbors. Lights across. The Sugar is, she's sleeping upstairs right now. Do not wake the sleeping cat. The lights across the street have gone out, and so I believe the other neighbors have safely gone to bed. It's just me now. I'm alone on my island. So, well, it's good to talk to you. And tomorrow on the show when we have you, you must be prepared to answer the question of the peanut butter burger because I tried mine. So you better be ready, Bob Uessler. Oh,
I am ready. I was ready now, and so we'll table that
all right.
Until tomorrow.
24 hours from now, we're going to get Bob's assessment of peanut butter burger. Thanks, Bob. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Runs it front court on the bounce. Gets it to Van Vliet. Deep three in the air. Good! Down the bottom of the well for Fred Van Vliet. Raptors up 10, 190.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Paul Jones on the Toronto Raptors Radio Network. It's been over a year since the Raptors earned their first NBA title in franchise history and really got that monkey off their backs, not just for their own franchise, but for the city of Toronto, as well as for the nation of Canada, I think. Sometimes get that little brother mentality. Oh, and get very defensive too about not getting as much attention as the other teams that are south of the border in the United States of America. Huge demons exercised when the Raptors won that title. And now here we are a year later and their defense of that title has been put on hold. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're not celebrating Canada's birthday on July 4th, but if you are Canadian and you have a favorite spot in the United States, I would love to hear from you. What is your favorite spot? And Chris has come up with, I don't know if Chris put together the hashtag or got it from a listener, but what did you come up with for tonight?
That was all from my little brain.
Don't sell yourself short, Chris.
We'll go with hashtag Jovial July Jaunts.
I do love alliteration. Chris knows me well. Jovial July Jaunts. So fun. It's like jumping jukebox. Anyway, so you can use that hashtag as you tell us your favorite spot in the United States. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a place you only go on vacation. Maybe it's a place that you've only seen once other than in your dreams. But what is your favorite spot in the U.S. of A? I'm trying to highlight some wonderful features about our country, even as we navigate what's a really difficult year for a lot of people. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter, of course, and Dave will retweet those. On Facebook, many of you have already started to comment on other people's posts, and so you can look for that spot on our Facebook page. And then we also have our phone number, 855, if you're brave enough, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for exactly? Visit geico.com to learn more. I say this free of charge. Both my car insurance and my homeowner's policy are with Geico, and I did receive one check for the 15% credit, and I'm waiting on the other. Pretty sweet. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. So mention a member of the world champion Toronto Raptors who has gone through the difficult process of deciding whether or not to play when the NBA convenes in Orlando, when they get to Florida for their training camps, and then ultimately tipping off the eight game, I don't like the seeding game phrase, but the eight game reboot, if you will, to give these teams a chance to ramp up and get ready for the playoffs. And for the Raptors, already clinched a playoff spot. And maybe with a team full of veterans, they won't have as much trouble getting back into that groove, maybe. But that's basketball. For Fred VanVleet and for some of his teammates, they've gone through the process of deciding whether or not basketball is even worth it. So he did a couple of heartfelt messages and comments publicly, and I wanted to share them with you. Now, he ultimately has decided he will play, but it wasn't an easy choice for him.
It's terrible timing, but that's been 2024. So I think, obviously we all know the right thing to do is to not play, to take a stand, to, you know, morally, yes, that makes sense. But life goes on. We're all young black guys, and none of us want to give any money back, and I don't think that we should. And I think that that money can be used in many different ways. And this is not going to end this summer regardless. Or in these next couple of months, this issue, racial injustice, social injustice, police brutality, all of these things are not ending anytime soon. And so our fight is long term. And so that was part of my decision. But if the league or more of my guys would have came together and said we didn't want to play, I would have sat out as well. I wouldn't have fought it. But I think most of us decide to play, and it's something that we'll have to live with. But I trust that my heart's in the right place, and I'm doing enough to really make change.
Fred VanVleet of the Toronto Raptors. A couple of things jump out at me. At the very beginning, he says, it's terrible timing, but that's been 2020 for us. Oh, gosh. That's the truth. Terrible, a lot of things, but yes, terrible timing. It's never a good time for a lot of the things that we're going through. But for people who have had financial struggles, or people who have lost loved ones and not been able to mourn them or to visit them or to bury them, to honor them the way that they want to. I mean, people who've had to cancel major events in their own lives. And I'm not talking about vacations. I'm talking about other major life events. I mean, it's been terrible timing. I'm sure many of you, like me, have friends who postponed marriages, and postponed all kinds of other things because of what's happening in 2020. So that jumped out at me from Fred. It's terrible timing, but that's been 2020 for us. And then he says, right on the heels of that, we all know the right thing to do is to not play, to take a stand. Morally, yes, that makes sense. And I'm not sure who the we refers to. I don't want to assume anything. Maybe the we refers to the others in his locker room. Maybe the we is the other Toronto Raptors. Maybe the we is the larger NBA community, though I don't know how he would know that unless he's taking that from the big conference call. Remember, there was this conference call a few weeks ago where it was essentially a live call for 24 hours and players were able to jump on. They were able to jump off, and there were dozens and dozens of players who participated and voiced their concerns. And we kind of heard trickles of that and reports of that, though not anything super specific. But for him to say, we all know the right thing to do is to not play, to take a stand, I thought that was interesting. That piqued my interest. Again, I don't know who the we is. That doesn't include a lot of fans, I would say. That doesn't include every team out there. It certainly doesn't include LeBron James, because he has said he believes that he can make just as much of an impact, and that his voice carries even farther when he balances the basketball with the fight, you know, against social injustice and the platform that he has to share and to use. But then Fred goes on to say, life goes on. And I also thought that was an interesting perspective. Is he resigned to the fact that life goes on, or is he saying life goes on so we have time? He does tack on, this is not going to end this summer regardless. And he's right. And I've said this over and over. I'm obviously not a young black man, but I am part of our American society, and I've seen it play out for years and years. And whether it's in my own life, prejudice and discrimination, or whether it's watching across the United States. But I've said this repeatedly. Racism will always be a part of our society. Discrimination will always be a part of our society. There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a utopia. You can't force people to respect their fellow man, their fellow woman. You can't force them to consider everyone to be equal. It's just not possible. There will always be racism until this world ends. It's just, it's life. And it's a sad part of life, of course, but it is still reality. And so that perspective is interesting to me as well, because he also recognizes that this is an ongoing fight. So then he decides to play basketball, and that was part of his decision, because the fight is long term. Whether we choose to sit out the rest of the season or not, this fight continues. So that it's kind of two very different perspectives. One is in the short term, one is in the long term. So yeah, couple of different comments, and also what you hear in his voice, that this was a heavy decision for him. It was a decision that he invested in that cost him a lot. So I thought that, yeah, that was heartfelt by Fred, and he seems to be pretty confident in his comments that he's not alone in feeling this way, but that the Raptors at least have decided that they're going to go forward and attempt to defend their title. And they recognize that, you know, you choose your battles, and this one is certainly, one that's going to rage for quite a long time. So that's fullness from Fred, I appreciate. We don't often get to see the thoughtful side of athletes, right? We get to see them more in the moment, under pressure, how they perform without having time to think. But I appreciate Fred being honest and vulnerable there. 1 hour down. Looking forward to going through your answers. Your favorite spot in the United States of America in honor of our pending Independence Day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.